Stay tuned for one of the most unusual and fascinating hours you'll ever hear. The subject is UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet UFO Continuum, a one-hour program dedicated to a very strange phenomena, unidentified flying objects. Whether or not you believe UFOs exist, the controversy is real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of UFOs. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss one of the most fascinating and strange subjects in the world. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
Good evening. UFOs, aliens from space, or spiritual warfare? Tonight we'll explore this interesting question with a man whose research will startle you. My guest will be Tommy Bland, co-author of a new book, Unmasking the Enemy, Visions Around the World and Global Deception in the End Times. We're going to take your calls, but first we're going to do a little bit of news. And we want to welcome our affiliates back tonight, our listeners in Monterey, California, listening to us on KNRY AM 1240, KTMS Santa Barbara, California, AM 1250, KBIM Roswell, New Mexico, AM 910, KCRT Trinidad, Colorado, AM 1240, and WROK Rockford, Illinois, AM of 1440. And two other stations who will tape delay us will be KNUS in Denver, KLOV in Loveland, Colorado. Good evening. First of all, I want to wish everybody, all the mothers out there, a happy Mother's Day. Okay, let's see. We're going to talk about, first of all, I've got some information off the Paranet Information Service regarding the investigation of Representative Stephen Schiff in New Mexico. One of our users on Paranet, one of our subscribers who use the Paranet network, wrote Representative Schiff a letter, and I want to read the reply to you. And I want to also encourage you to get a pencil and paper to take down an address to write a letter to. Several months ago, Representative Schiff wrote the government asking for information about the Roswell crash. And he was blown off by them, didn't get any information back, and it got him a little bit upset. And so he has put some pressure on the GAO, and he's done some press stuff to get them to release documents and information on the Roswell crash. This is where the status of the investigation is, and I'll read this letter to you real quick. It's, dear subscriber, I would like to acknowledge and sincerely thank you for your expression of support for my request to the General Accounting Office regarding the Roswell incident. My intention in this effort has been variously reported, but I want you to know that I am intent on finding the military and government files on this incident with the purpose of releasing the information in the files to the public. Many people who have contacted me have asked if there is any way in which they could be of help in my effort. I would appreciate copies of any correspondence directed to government departments or agencies specifically regarding the Roswell incident, along with the department or agency reply. If you or someone with whom you are acquainted has such correspondence, I would request that you send copies of it to my district office in Albuquerque, the address which is listed in this letter. Further, I would be grateful to learn of other members of Congress who are now or who before me pursued the same issue with government agencies. And he goes on to close the letter thanking this person for his support, et cetera, et cetera. It's very important that you people out there who have an interest in seeing the mystery solved, perhaps give Representative Schiff your support. And let me give you an address where to write to him. He is Stephen Schiff, Representative Stephen Schiff, 1st District, New Mexico. And you can write to him at the Washington office at 1009 Longworth Building, Washington, D.C., 20515-3101. And as you heard in this note, if you have any information that might be of help to his investigation that pertains to the military or the government, please give him a call. We've also learned the identity of a mystery person on the recently released program 48 Hours. As you recall, that was the program that was covering the Roswell incident. And the person that was in the piece had his face blocked out. It was aired on CBS, and Phil Klass, as many of you know, the arch debunker of this subject, has identified this person. Now, recall, Steve McKenzie is a pseudonym that was put in Kevin Randall and Don Schmidt's book. He was the radar operator that allegedly saw this device on radar and tracked it for several days up to the time that it crashed. His name is Frank Kaufman, and this information has been released on Paranet as well. And it appears that there might be some problems with Kaufman's credibility. And, of course, that is being investigated, and we'll keep you up to date on that as things develop. Next news item comes from Reuters. Russia builds their first flying saucer. Russian scientists have built and tested the world's first flying saucer, a craft shaped like a poached egg which can take off from land or water. The newspaper said scientists have successfully tested a small, remote-controlled prototype at the Saratov complex south of Moscow, planned testing a larger version this summer. Apparently, the ship is about 118 feet by 82 feet, about the size of a Boeing 767 jet, capable of carrying up to 400 people at speeds of 400 miles an hour. It does not say how it's propelled. However, a photograph does show that it apparently has jet intakes. Kind of an interesting story. Okay, the next thing we're moving on to has to do with cattle mutilations. As many may recall, there's been a name that has popped up recently in the cattle mutilation and investigation arena. His name is John Altshuler. He's a doctor, an MD, a hematologist and pathologist who's located somewhere near the Denver area. Dr. Altshuler has recently sent an open letter to various veterinarians around the country requesting their assistance in the investigation of animal mutilations, especially in the area of cattle and horses. Altshuler's letter that he sent out to these veterinarians is very interesting in that it reveals that he has apparently secured funding to do his research, and he is encouraging veterinarians who are investigating this this interesting thing to give him a call, and he will arrange to fly down and either perform the necropsy or the autopsy reports right on the site, and he will reimburse the veterinarians for their trouble. It's interesting to note, though, that Dr. Altshuler, and we will be reporting on this as time goes, it's interesting to note that Dr. Altshuler has quite a history in the investigation of cattle mutilations, something that was really, we'll probably even be talking about this tonight as part of the subject of this book, but Dr. Altshuler was apparently present when Snippy the horse was discovered in Alamosa, Colorado, and as many of you know, Snippy the horse is a basically the case of all cases, the one that basically has launched the animal mutilation phenomena. It was the first case ever reported. Apparently, Dr. Altshuler, according to an article released on Paranet, printed by the Eclectic Viewpoint in March of '94. Indicated that in September 67, Altshuler was present the night before Snippy the horse was discovered. Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce our guest, Tommy Bland. If you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum, I'm Michael Corbin, and we'll be right back.
Paranet Information Services is your electronic window on the world of UFOs, accessible by computer and modem. Paranet keeps you up to date on the world pulse of ufology, with sighting reports, interesting findings, and general discussion on the mysterious UFO enigma. Paranet features one of the most comprehensive text file libraries in the world on the paranormal, available for a small online fee. So plug into power and knowledge through Paranet. The VBS number is available 24 hours a day. Call the data line at area 303-429-2713. That's 303-429-2713. Or for more information, contact Paranet Information Services at area 303-429-2654. That's 303-429-2654.
Pilots, When you fly, you need convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that can provide you with the services and treatment you deserve. The Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides are what you need. These free pocket-sized guides give you information you need about large and small airports all over the country. Information like radio channels, runway systems, coordinates, and taxiways, as well as fuel and aircraft services provided at the airport, along with local businesses catering to private pilots. It's yours free. Ask the fixed space operator at your favorite stops to carry the Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides, or call Area 303-669-1800. That's 303-669-1800. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Again, talk to the FBO at your favorite destinations or call Skyway Publications at 303-669-1800.
You're listening to one of the most unusual programs you'll ever hear. It's the Paranet UFO Continuum, and it deals with one of the most fascinating subjects around. Once again, here's your host, the Director of Paranet Information Services, Michael Corbin.
And our guest tonight is Tommy Bland. He's the co-author of Unmasking the Enemy, End Visions Around the World, and Global Deception in the End Times. Tommy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good evening, and welcome to the Paranet UFO Continuum.
Thank you.
Our callers tonight, we can call in at 1-800-UFO-2009. That's 1-800-836-2009 to speak with our guest. And Tom, tell us about how you got involved in writing this book, and give us a little summation of what it's going to deal with.
Okay, basically, I've been involved in investigating and researching UFO phenomena for about 30 years. And I've belonged to a number of different UFO groups and organizations over that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also a research associate to the late Dr. J. Allen Hynek. And as time progressed, I basically was involved in investigating trace cases and anything that had to do with physical evidence associated or attributed to the UFO phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at this from a scientific standpoint. And over the years, though, as time progressed, I began to see more and more of an association between the UFO phenomenon and occult groups. And in 1987, I basically become very frustrated and disillusioned because over all the years that I had spent, there was not one thing that I had found or those that I was working with, and I associated with a number of different scientists in different parts of the world, and there was nothing that we found that could be attributed to an extraterrestrial artifact associated with UFO phenomenon. This is not saying that there isn't some type of extraterrestrial artifact. I'm just saying that what we have been able to uncover. And a lot of things over the years also, there was a lot of hoax and things of this nature. Disinformation is rampant. And it's just a maze of disinformation
Okay. We're going to cover each one of those points, too, but let's back up. You've been involved in the research for 30 years, and you worked as an associate of Dr. Hynek's at, the Center for UFO Studies?
Yes.
And you worked in mostly, what, field work, field research?
Right, field research. My profession is I'm a chemical technician by profession.
Okay.
And I was basically, you know, taking soil core samples, things of this nature, also, you know, interviewing witnesses, and trying to find some type of physical evidence that basically would, for once and for all, establish that, you know, UFO phenomenon is some type of extraterrestrial spacecraft or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And in this 30 years, you've never been able to substantiate that, correct?
No. And, you know, a lot of things, like I said, there's a lot of factors associated with different cases. Like I said, there's a lot of hoaxes and things of this nature. There's self-delusioned, individuals. There's a lot of disinformation and misinformation.
Give us an example of that, Tommy.
Of what now?
What you're talking about, the disinformation or the, you know, the hoaxing.
Well, I mean, you know, there's been a number of cases. The Gulf Breeze, for one.
Mm-hmm.
There's been lots written on that.
Now, Gulf Breeze is the case that's occurred in Florida.
Right. Yeah. You know, and that even led to six soldiers over in West Germany, going AWOL.
Now, that's very interesting. You're talking about the Gulf Breeze 6?
Right.
Yeah. A matter of fact, I just saw something today when I was going through some papers getting ready for the show. I saw an article on the Gulf Breeze 6. That was a very, very unusual case.
Yes, it was. I mean, you know, but at the same time, you know, there was a lot of involvement there with cult type of activity.
As I recall, that was six. They were in intelligence, weren't they, in Germany?
Yes, they were.
Army
right.
Intelligence.
Army intelligence.
And a Ouija board had told them that Jesus was coming in a UFO,
right,
and was going to land in Gulf Breeze.
Apparently, from the information that I have, they had obtained some of the documents, the official looking documents, so to speak, that's been mm-hmm. floating around in the ufological community over the years, and you have a number of individuals out there going around promoting these, and that basically is disinformation is what it is.
Well, not only that, I agree with that, but one of the things that's really interesting about the Gulf Breeze 6, weren't they detained for a very short time? They'd done something pretty serious, like gone AWOL and were gone for several days, and they only detained them for a short time, and then they discharged them, gave them general discharges, wasn't it?
Right, that's correct. Of course, their involvement
mm-hmm.
in these, you know, activities associated with the occult and so forth, you know, goes back before, you know, they even went over to West Germany when they were at the crypto school there in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
They got involved with a lady down there that was a psychic, and she apparently has, you know, connections with a number of other groups. And so they basically befriended her, and at this point in time, this is when they got involved in channeling, and, you know, and ESP, you know, and tarot cards and all kinds of other things.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there, correct me if I'm wrong, but there was no official connection to their job in this, was there?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, this was just a personal interest in the occult that they had.
Right.
And it drove them to leave their job and come over here and perform their illegal maneuvers, I guess.
Right. You know, when they came over to the States, well, they were stopped basically driving down to...
As I recall, they had a taillight out, and
right,
the policeman pulled them
van,
over.
And that's what they were stopped for. And
uh-huh.
And then this is when they found out that there were the other ones, two of the other ones were down there already, you know,
uh-huh.
Near Pensacola. And this is basically what the reason why they found them. One of the individuals had visited his sister, and his sister basically had told him, don't go down there, you know, you need to basically call, you know, the military, tell them where you're at, don't get involved with
mm-hmm.
this lady, because apparently her brother had basically been telling her about this lady also.
So it's very
and they were supposed to go down there and meet with this author, this UFO author as well,
Okay. Tommy, I'm going to interrupt you. We're going to take a break. Our line is 1-800-UFO-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Give us a call. Our guest tonight is Tommy Bland, co-author of Unmasking the Enemy. And when we come back, we're going to talk to him about the mind control and this Gulfbreeze 6 business. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get the latest UFO news delivered right to your door with Continuum, the official quarterly publication of Paranet Information Services. Continuum offers a serious look at the world of ufology through hard news reports and interesting and provocative interviews with leading ufologists and investigators. There's a source and resource section to help you locate information on UFOs, plus much, much more. Each issue is also packed with information from the Paranet Information Services International Communications Network. So be informed with this comprehensive publication. Subscribe now and receive 5 issues for the price of 4. Send check or money order for $18 to Continuum, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. That's Continuum, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. Do it now.
Vince, could you help me with this microphone?
Microphone? Larry, what are you going to be, the world's first crooning crash dummy?
No, I'm working on some impersonations that'll help us get across our buckle-up message.
Impersonations? Well, let me hear them.
Okay, I'm new at this, but here goes.
Now, don't tell me. A four-car pileup.
Right. How about this?
An airbag. Larry, I felt like I was in the car myself.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here's my favorite.
Let me see. A fractured leg, a fractured jaw. No, a fractured skull.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know the one thing there isn't any imitation for, Vince? Safety belts.
Yeah, there is nothing like good old safety belts when it comes to keeping you safe on the road.
And saving lives.
Right. Hey, Larry, how about one more impersonation?
Well, okay. You dirty rat.
Larry!
Hey, you got to give your audience what they want.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Department of Transportation.
Are UFOs for real, or are they just fiction? To find out, stay with us for more of the Paranet UFO Continuum with your host, Michael Corbin.
UFOs, aliens from space, or spiritual warfare? Tonight my guest is Tommy Bland, co-author of Unmasking the Enemy, Visions Around the World, and Global Deception in the End Times. Our call and talk show line is 1-800-836-2009. Tommy, you've been saying some things that I pretty much agree with on you know, on some of this stuff. And what is the bottom line for you? I mean, what is the book really about? What does the book tell us?
Well, basically, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, I've been having static on the end of this line here.
Okay.
Basically, the book is about the ties with the occult going on back to the early contactee period, you know, when you had the contactees in the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
It shows a process in which, as time progressed, you had basically a subculture-type movement, a UFO movement. And at the same time, you have people that are being influenced. Now, I want to make this perfectly clear.
Mm-hmm.
I firmly believe that there is a real genuine UFO phenomenon.
Okay, I do too.
But I don't believe that these things or these entities, or I prefer to call them non-human intelligences,
okay.
Although I cannot prove this from a scientific standpoint, but this is based upon 30 years of investigating numerous things and looking at all types of different cases and talking to thousands of people. There is something that is influencing and intervening in human affairs. It's influencing human beings by creating situations, in other words, imagery within the human brain itself, that forcing an individual's will.
Mm-hmm.
And now, here again, some of these cases can be attributed to hoaxes and things of this nature, and self-delusion individuals, and some of them can be just basically people that are wanting to get involved in something to fit in, you know, to be a part of something.
I would certainly say that that's a pretty strong indictment coming from a person like you. You know, 30 years experience in the field. You know, the scientific background that you have. I have to agree with you, Tommy. There's something, you know, pretty peculiar about all this. And I guess one of the things that really disturbs me is the number of people that seem to coalesce around kind of the new agey, you know, kind of the esoteric element of this.
Right.
And although I believe that there's a scientific aspect to it that must be addressed, there are some things to it, like the psychic component that seems to be there.
Right. And, you know, and here again, you know, I think that what's happening also, and I think the reason why, looking at this from a scientific standpoint, there are things that are happening basically that are supernormal, okay,
mm-hmm.
or of a supernatural state, and this is not, you know, some esoteric mumbo jumbo. It's just the fact that there are things that are happening that cannot be explained scientifically. I mean, there's a lot of things that cannot be explained scientifically.
Sure.
Because at this point in time of our scientific development, our technological state, there are things that we are still learning. And there are incidents in which we are now, you know, receiving bits and pieces of data that fits in little places that we can kind of now form some type of hypothesis upon, you know, especially like in quantum mechanics where you have subatomic particles, tachons, and so forth, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, going in and out, and here we have a 10-dimensional string theory and interdimensional states and so forth, you know, and the Bell theorem and a number of other things in which
you're kind of getting into quantum physics, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we're having basically science is merging with religion, with various religious viewpoints, you know. I've met a number of professors over the years that, you know, give you an idea, one professor at one university, he had studied all of his life, he had studied one atom for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the deeper he got into studying about this particular atom, the more he become religious.
Okay, now are you saying then the bottom line here is that this is a religious or a spiritual phenomenon?
I'm saying it. Yes, it is. I mean, you know, here again, we're dealing with semantics. You know, it's like when we talk. You know, this is when I was we're referring to maybe demons in the book. For instance, that's kind of an archaic concept. Okay,
uh-huh.
It's a matter of semantics. You know, and most people, you know, their concept of that has been formed over generations of, you know, what they think a demon should be, you know, a little grotesque-looking being, you know, appearing out of a puff of smoke, you know, with a little pitchfork, maybe jabbing people, you know,
mm-hmm.
or creating some
kind
of a habit.
Kind of the folklorish kind of
right,
idea.
A little folklorish type of thing,
sure.
There, you know. And, but here again, you know, when we said we do not believe that these things basically are extraterrestrial, we are basically saying that these things are not extraterrestrial from the point of view in which it is commonly understood as to what extraterrestrial means.
Mm-hmm.
That means like basically a being of flesh and blood coming from one planet in Alpha Centauri somewhere down here.
So you don't think they're here basically examining us and like in the abduction phenomena, taking our sperm or our eggs and hybridizing folks. Is that what you don't think that's what's going on?
Well, let me back up here. Okay, for instance, what I'm saying is that these things, okay, these entities, being considered to be of a supernatural origin, having the possibility of capability of traveling interdimensionally, existing within another realm of existence, can basically probably go, you know, from here to there in different parts of the universe. This in turn would basically make them extraterrestrial, but it wouldn't. In other words, what I'm saying is, we're dealing with a completely different, in other words, what we're dealing with here is we're dealing with a truly alien situation.
Okay.
We're not dealing with some little big-headed creatures with big bulging eyes.
Ugly little suckers.
Right. Yeah. Now, and if you'll look at the reports over the years on abduction reports, go back to the very beginning of the Betty and Barney Hill situation, Betty and Barney Hill case.
That was in 1960.
Right. And you have that case, okay. If you look at how that evolved, in other words, how basically everything basically gathered, you know, around that is so far as to what other people, the stories they had to tell. But if you will go to countries like Australia, over in Europe, behind the Iron Curtain, and so forth, and a number of other countries, you see that the beings are different. They're not little.
They're not the same.
They're not the same.
Sure.
So there's not a consistency there in the reports in themselves in relation to the details of these beings.
1-800-836-2009. 1-800-836-2009. My guest is Tommy Bland, co-author of Unmasking the Enemy, and this is a very interesting subject that we're talking about tonight. Tommy, I have to agree with you. Again, I have to agree with you because I myself am concerned about. You know, a lot of people would condemn this kind of discussion for being too, quote, religious.
Right.
But yet, you have, again, like I said before, you have a lot of New Age concepts and ideas that blend into this. And in a sort of a way, I guess if you get technical about it, you know, that could be considered a religion as well. It's interesting to note that, you know, in my research, my own personal research, I have looked at the aspects of it that deal with the historical, going back even to ancient times. And I kind of align myself with Jacques Vallée, who's a well-known, you know, UFO author. And it sounds to me like your research has taken you in basically the same direction that his has gone.
Right. You know, when I first saw his book, Messengers of Deception, that created a furor within the ufological community.
You bet. And
I don't know.
Right. And Jacques has been chastised beyond belief to the point where he just decided he's dropped out. He's not, you know, that much involved in the field anymore.
Right. You know, and there's a number of other veteran researchers that's done the same thing, that's dropped out. They've become very frustrated and disillusioned with, you know, because of what, over a period of time, what their research revealed.
Sure.
And this is what we've included in our book here, some of those individuals as well and the statements that they have made, you know. And you have, not only do you have, here's where you have a consistency also, you have
Tommy,
theologians.
I'm going to have to interrupt you here.
I'm
going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up on that. 1-800-836-2009. This is the Paranet UFO Continuum. I'm Michael Corbin, and we will be right back.
Pilots. When you fly, you need convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that can provide you with the services and treatment you deserve. The Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides are what you need. These free pocket-sized guides give you information you need about large and small airports all over the country. Information like radio channels, runway systems, coordinates, and taxiways, as well as fuel and aircraft services provided at the airport, along with local businesses catering to private pilots. It's yours free. Ask the fixed space operator at your favorite stops to carry the Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides, or call Area 303-669-1800. That's 303-669-1800. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Again, talk to the FBO at your favorite destinations or call Skyway Publications at 303-669-1800.
This is Fred Hayes. In 1970, I was a lunar module pilot for Apollo 13.
During that mission, an onboard explosion caused us to abort our lunar landing. Our safe return home involved many workarounds. It underlined how important the human element is to space exploration. The space station is America's next step in manned space flight. If we're not careful, however, that important program could be canceled. $7 will be returned for every dollar spent on the effort. That's quite an important investment for the future and to provide knowledge essential to the future of spaceship Earth. Some experts say that without the space station, we will have no manned space program. That would be a tragedy for our nation and a retreat from the progressive achievements of the past three decades. For information on how you can support the space station, call 1-800-84-SPACE. That's 1-800-84-SPACE.
This is the Paranet UFO Continuum, a weekly program dedicated to the mysterious and fascinating world of UFOs. If you're interested in learning more about Paranet, the world's foremost communications network dealing with the UFO phenomena, call us at area 303-429-2654 or write to Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And we're back at 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. My guest tonight is Tommy Bland, co-author of Unmasking the Enemy, Visions Around the World and Global Deception in the End Times. And before we went to the break, Tommy was talking about theologians. And before we get back to that, Tommy, discuss a little bit about the way that you've blended some of the things that seem to be of interest to UFO researchers, such as the apparitions of the Virgin Mary at Fatima.
Right. You know, we have a number of different cases also of the Marian apparitions that's appeared over the centuries, which has basically also, you know, given individuals certain types of divine revelations, and some of these some of this information has come true over a period of time.
Uh-huh.
And also, there has been research that basically was conducted by the Shubra project, which mm-hmm. is mentioned in our book, which Dr. Nelson Pacheco was involved with.
Who, by the way, Nelson Pacheco is your co-author.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, indicating that, and a lot of details are given about the Marian apparitions, and especially. In one particular case, where it's discussing, I believe it was Medjugorje, where you have the young children basically being given various types of tests while the vision apparently is still there, indicating that, you know, opaque substances, and they was hooked up, you know, with electrodes and so forth to register the brain waves, and Basically, the opaque substances, lights were put in front of their eyes, and even all these things that was done, in other words, if it would have been a photon emission, light coming from the object, normal light, this should have went in, you know, through the eye itself in, into the, you know, optic nerve into the brain, but when they put something to block, which they thought may have been regular photon emission, the imagery was still there within the brain. Even lights did not affect the pupil, the dilation, and so forth. which meant that whatever it was creating the imagery that they were seeing directly in the brain itself.
Let me ask you a question. Something that we hear a lot about today, and this is millennium end game, or this millennial end game thinking. You know, people talking about the end of the millennium, the end of this, we're coming up on the year 2000. And a lot of people say, well, you know, there's a psychology behind this, and that people start looking for, you know, the end of the world to come. And you know, how does that fit in? Because I noticed in the subtitle of your book, In the End Times, Global Deception in the End Times. Are you connecting somehow this, the spiritual phenomena and the religious aspect into the UFO thing and plugging that ultimately into some type of an end of the world scenario?
Well, it's not basically it's not an end of the world.
Well, end times.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, I guess it might be considered the end times for some, but it, you know, it depends on what side of the fence you're on. You know,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, 1,000 years ago, you know, at each beginning of each century, so to speak, at the beginning of each basically 1,000-year period, you've always had, you know, the end of the world, the doomsayers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and things of this nature, indicating that the end of the world is about to take place. And then here recently, you know, you have more and more books, the apocalypse, you know, and so forth, Armageddon. You have this taking place as well. We got in chapter 15. We've got our chapter is titled "The Omega Point,"
mm-hmm.
And basically it deals with the different types of events, such as the major battles since 500 BC, the major battles since 1800. It deals with earthquakes since 1982. We have statistics, graphs, and charts, population increase since the 17th century, major famine since the time of Christ, weather disasters, and all these things. And this information, this data, shows that every one of these is peaking.
1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Tommy, go to the abduction phenomenon. This is kind of a fascination for me. I noticed that Jacques Vallée has drawn a similarity between the medieval times and the incubi and succubi, which are demonic forces, and the similarity between the harassment that they apparently brought upon humanity during that time. He draws a similarity to the reports of abduction today, where you have people who are taken against their will from their bedrooms and subjected to some pretty bizarre, you know, medical examinations. What do you see there?
Well, that's a hodgepodge of everything there in the abduction scenario. There's a lot of things happening there. Okay, first of all, what I and others have run across over the years is that there are hypnotherapists out there that, when an individual has suffered some type of trauma or has experienced something, and it could even, you know, be leading to child abuse situation or something happened when they were very young.
Mm-hmm.
But when an individual goes to, or they have some type of, maybe they have some type of a paranormal experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they go to an individual, they seek out an individual, and it's usually a hypnotherapist, and then they're put under hypnotic regression.
Okay.
Well, in some of these cases, we have hypnotherapists, and some of these individuals who have been a part of the UFO community that's well known basically have been using leading statements when they put these individuals under hypnotic regression.
Okay, I want to touch on that some more. I want to explore that a little bit more. We're going to take a call. We've got Warren on the freeway in California. Warren, are you there?
Oh, hello, yes.
Yeah, welcome to our program. Which affiliate are you listening to us on?
I'm not really sure, but when I tuned in, I wasn't really paying that much attention, and then we lost it before we could get it back.
Okay, great. You're on with my guest tonight, Tommy Bland. What's your question?
Well, I was just wondering his opinion on, could the UFO phenomenon be directly a demonic influence working with the U.S. government, as opposed to extraterrestrials as opposed to just the U.S. government, as opposed to some kind of psychic phenomena, but actually a demonic phenomena where the demonic influence was working directly with the U.S. government and, you know, Soviet government, and has been ever since 1947.
That's a very good question, Warren, and that's one that I'm sure that Tommy's going to have a comment on as well as I. Go ahead, Tommy, go ahead and comment on that.
Okay. We have addressed this in our book.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is a very, very complex subject. Here again, like I said, in the abduction scenario, we have the, you know, the hypnotherapist, some of them out there that's leading, using leading statements, even some of them telling individuals to go read UFO books and then come back, you know, to get them hypnotic regression.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But anyway, concerning the demonic aspects of it, my personal opinion, yes, there is a demonic nature about this phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
It has been intervening in the affairs of humankind since the beginning of history, of the history of humankind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like I said, this is my own personal opinion, but I feel that, and it's not just within the United States government. When we're dealing with individuals and when we're dealing with something that can influence the human mind, no one, whether he be in government or civilian life, is immune to it. Therefore, anybody that's a human that comes under the influence can be in a government position.
Okay,
we
got to go to a break, guys. Warren, that was a great call, and we appreciate it. And keep listening, and thanks for your call tonight, okay?
All right, thanks too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we want to touch on this a little bit more, Tommy, and talk about some of the research that I have seen myself personally. 1-800-836-2009. This is the Paranet UFO Continuum. I'm Michael Corbin. We'll be right back.
The Paranet UFO Continuum, in conjunction with MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena, is pleased to offer a portable kit containing everything you need when you come across something unusual in the sky. This kit comes in a sturdy metal box with a lock and contains binoculars, microcassette recorder, FM walkie-talkies, water-filled compass, 16mm telephoto camera with 1600 speed film, sample bags, notebook, paper and pen, high-intensity flashlight, and official MICAP sighting report forms. The normal price of this complete kit is $289, but for a limited time you can order it for only $250 plus $10 shipping and handling. To order, call Paranet at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-UFO-NET-1. And ask for the UT-1 kit. Paranet, your window on the universe, with products and services unparalleled in the world today. Again, call 1-800-UFO-NET-1.
October 14th, 1987. A small child has been lost in an abandoned well in Midland, Texas.
Baby Jessica, they've gotten something on.
Minutes become hours. The entire country waits and hopes and prays.
The rescue team is finally...
No country comes to the aid of a child the way we do. Yet today, millions of children are being lost. Lost in an education system unable to prepare them for today's competitive world. But the real tragedy is that a lot of these children will never live up to their promise. The world is changing. America is changing. And more schools have to change to keep up. Imagine if the same effort that went into saving that child in Texas went into keeping the promise that every child in America gets the best education so that every child can have a future. Call 1-800-96-PROMISE for information on changing the schools in your community. A message from the Education Excellence Partnership and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. Whether or not you believe in UFOs, there's a lot about the subject you haven't heard. Stay tuned. Keep an open mind. Call in and join the discussion. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
1-800-836-2009 is our call-in talk show line. That's a toll-free call. Our guest tonight is Tommy Bland, author of Unmasking the Enemy. And, Tommy, we're coming up on the last few minutes of the program, but I wanted to touch on this, and I hope Warren's still listening. Can you address anything? Like on Paranet, we've been hearing rumors and stories about allegations that the government has been conducting this type of research that Warren brings up, that they're performing certain rituals and that kind of thing that cover some bizarre religions even, and attempting to harness some type of negative energy or negative entity. Can you talk about that at all?
Well, I have no hard evidence on that. I mean, I've heard stories along those lines. Mm-hmm. You know, other individuals have basically told me that, you know, they were in contact with this particular individual that knew about such and such, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have really no hard evidence to indicate, you know, that is going on.
Are satanic cults mutilating cows?
Okay. Yes, I would say yes, they are. But, you know, you have many different splinter groups out there,
okay,
cult groups, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
This is what I'd really like to say before we go up there. The animal mutilations, for instance, the horses, cattle, and so forth,
uh-huh,
I've basically been involved in investigating those things, too, ever since 1975. And I've traveled all across, you know, the country,
uh-huh,
working with a number of law enforcement officers involved in investigating this. There has been, let me say this, and let me say it very clearly.
Okay.
These mutilations are not being done by extraterrestrial beings and UFOs.
Okay.
Number one reason why there is good evidence that does exist in lab reports and also in law enforcement agency offices where there has been ketamine that has been found in the bloodstream of these animals. We're dealing with animal tranquilizers, PCT, nicotine, mescaline, chlorpromazine, and a few others.
Okay.
Okay. Alien beings do not inject animals with tranquilizers.
Okay. Tommy, we're going to have to wrap it on that. I want to thank you very much for appearing on our program tonight. And we hope that this book gets out there. I think it's a very important book, and I hope everybody reads it. Again, thanks, Tommy.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
That's Unmasking the Enemy, Envisions Around the World, and Global Deception in the End Times. And thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Michael Corbin, and we'll see you next week at 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 Atlantic or Eastern, and 7 Pacific on the Paranet UFO Continuum. Good night.